And if it gets certified or verified or whatever you call it, I forget the word they used, on the agenda. If you get it on the agenda, then you get a debate and they may pass a resolution to cease bombing or something. You can't tell. And it's got some damn big hurdles, but it's not any job for a boy now. And he's got to, he can't send the boy to mill. And it's not a profitable job. You have a wonderful living quarters and the world off, and the government pays for them, and I think that you'd get along fine. I don't think anybody could lay a hand on you, the confirmation. And the Secretary of State would like to have you. He has great respect for you. And my guess is he'd name you as Undersecretary, or maybe his successor, if he had the way he has. He has more respect for you than nearly anybody I know, and he gets it from reading what you say and watching what you do, and your performance as a man. And so that would be good from my standpoint.
Yeah.
Now, from your standpoint, you'd have a year's job. If I didn't run, if I died, you'd be out. My guess is, though, you'd be president of any university you wanted to if you served there, or anything else, more than even a senator. If you like the Senate and want to stay there your life, you ought to. My guess is probably you're worth more to me in the Senate than you'd be up there, because I can get another man to do what I do there. And I can't have another man in the Senate. You can't appoint senators.
Yeah.
You can appoint ambassadors.
Yeah.
But so it's got lots of frustrations for me and complexities. On the other hand, there's not a man in the Senate we respect or have more affection for than you. And that includes all the leadership. And so you would have those advantages. Now, there'd be a good many disadvantages, but you would be respected and listened to, and that doesn't mean that you would determine the policy at all. But,
yeah.
As I say, this sort of overwhelms me. The things you wouldn't like about it, I think, is just having to work with the Latins, and they're just scheming and conniving and screwing things up, and the Africans are just here and there, and the Soviets just look like, by God, you can't ever move an inch, and you just get frustrated. But if you can get you two or three good politicos from the staff, just say, by God, it's like Mr. Rayburn used to say, that old Sheriff O'Brien from Chicago had been in the Illinois delegation 20 years, he just motioned his finger to him, just take his index finger and motion to him on the floor until he'd come up the rostrum, the speaker's rostrum. He said, Sheriff, get them goddamn Chicago fellas lined up. And you just have to motion your man and say, get them lined up, while you made the speech that answered Fedrenko.
Yes.
And it has to be answered in a way that you just don't shout at them like they said Lodge hollered at them all the time. We could take Lodge. He's available. We could take a lot of people that are available. Sol Lenowitz has nominated himself already. But
very able man.
No, he hadn't got it. He's good, just between us. He hadn't got the horsepower.
Yeah.
He can't get a secretary elected the way he is. He's had several weeks, and they've had four votes on it. And you've got to... He doesn't do his homework. He won't go study. He goes to a Punta del Este conference, and I forgot more about it riding down on the plane than he knew, because he just won't read and won't study it. Now, he's got an image boy. He's kind of the Shriver technique. He looks good, and he's pretty. He's got the newspapers with him, and he's articulate, and he gives you a lot of crap. But when you get down there and digging in that mine, and they go to separating what is old Mother Earth and what's gold, you don't find many real chunks in. I'm speaking to you just... I'm giving him along, just speaking.
Yes.
But he's not heavy enough for that. This job ought to be a man that can be Secretary of State. Yet this is no kid's job. One little screwing up there, and you just get up there and do something wrong in nationwide television, and you're hitting at it every day or so. Why, it's just not. This is a stage, my friend, and the world's looking at it, and 110 nations looking at it, and every damn one of the prime ministers and all of them are coming in there, speaking there. And Russ goes up and takes all the foreign ministers, and he spends 10 days there himself every session. So,
It's tough, man. If I were senator, I don't think I'd do it. But I just to tell you now, if I were dictator, I expect I'd make you do it. Now, in fact, I got to have Senate approval, and I got to have somebody up there to carry this ball too. It's just largely like a quarterback that plays a pitcher and a catcher. You got to do both of them. Now you do both of them. But I think you better talk to that sweetheart of yours and ask her what would happen if Rusk and Goldberg and Johnson decided that this is what you ought to do. Would it so screw up your life, your future, your family, that you just have to say no? Now, that's what you better be in a position to do, and don't ever say you offered it, and don't mention it to anybody but your wife. Don't call out to Wyoming, but look at that, and I imagine the Democrats be mad as hell for us to give the seat to the Republicans. But I don't think that's important. One seat's not going to be too important. But this is important. What happens in the Middle East is awfully important, and it's awfully dangerous. We've got that mediator going out there now. What happens in Cyprus is awfully important. NATO can go to war right quick, two NATO countries. What happens in Vietnam? If they get a resolution, make us stop the bombing there, we're in one hell of a shape.
Yeah.
And that means that somebody's got to get up and just have conferences all day long with these leaders and get them to go back to their governments and tell Johnson, call up and say, God sakes, get the president to send a wire to the emperor of Ethiopia. Now, you got a hell of a staff and a good one. And I'd be inclined to just give you the tops, anything in the Foreign Service you could find or anybody you want anywhere. But, and you'd have a lot of your speech writers and your researchers and your information people and everything else. I don't think your Senate would just be kindergarten compared to this. You'd have your resources and you'd have the ability. I'm not worried about that. The whole question is the Senate seat, your own future, how you'd like it, so on. So Rusk says that you said that when you couldn't stay on foreign relations that you didn't care about, that's why you came to the Senate. You wanted to, that was your field, and that this would make you the man in the country in that field, next to the Secretary of State. This is the voice that's heard the most. And so,
well, my lady and I we'll just swept this out right away.
And I wouldn't agree, and I wouldn't imply, and I'd think of several people if something happened to Rusk as Secretary of State.
Yeah.
But I would say right in the beginning that one of the three names I'd think of would be yours.
Oh, my.
And I know you never have thought in those terms,
no,
but that's the way we think.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to enter into it, and I don't want it to be a implication, because I'm just very likely would point somebody else.
Yeah.
But that's what we think. I mean, I think Lady Bird thinks, Rusk thinks, Rostow thinks, the people that deal with you. And they don't tell you that because they don't want to soft soap you and try to make them think that because what you've said that we're just flatterers. But you have a real solid earned position in this administration because of what you weigh on the scales.
Well, I should be ready with some kind of a decision, Mr. President, like tomorrow or Monday?
Yeah, I'm going home this afternoon, 4 o'clock. I don't know when Goldberg's going to break it out. He's been wanting to get away, and I just don't know how it's going to be since last March. But I would just as soon as I could, if I thought about it and you talked to her and felt around a little bit just where you could see what would happen, see who you think he might appoint, what might happen, then we can talk about it maybe in the morning or maybe tonight or sometime.
All right.
You just go to work on it and think about it. I wouldn't tell my assistant or somebody that's likely to tell the press because that'll be very bad. Rusk is leaving. He's leaving at 12 o'clock. I'm going to tell him at 12 o'clock that I have talked to Well, he's not leaving at 12, but I think he's going to call me at 12. I'm going to tell him that I have visited with you a little bit. As a matter of fact, he's the one who raised the question with me. I didn't raise it with him. So it's not just my emotional friendship for you. Rusk said that if it didn't wreck us, that he thought the best equipped man in the United States to do the job was you from the standpoint of the nation. So that's where it started. Don't think I and Labor and I quickly agreed.
Well, I'll sit down on this right away, right now.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to that girl. She's got more sense than you have.
Yes, that's right.
Goodbye.
That's where I need to get my guidance.
Goodbye. Bye.
Well, thank you very much.
I'll be calling you.
Yeah, bye.